Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When did this song come out?
This is probably before I was 10.
I love to see little B-Mids running around and kung fu fighting. Caller number 10, right now, you win a pair of tickets to see the Wizards Thursday, December 19th against Charlotte. First 10,000 fans in attendance get a Wizards quilted bucket hat. For tickets, visit WPGC.com/contest. The only one of the four of us that would wear that Wizards hat is my man Jeff Walker. We got real news, though, and it's not good. I was concerned about this Noah Brown thing, just kind of some stuff I had heard, and then kind of weirdly what I had not heard. Dan Quinn confirmed the worst today, that he suffered a serious internal injury, and he's likely out for the season, though that's not final yet. Obviously, you start with, on a personal level, hope Noah's okay.
There
right?
you go.
Really yeah. nice guy. Noah made a huge impact on the season.
Dangerous damn sport, man.
If nothing else, just catching that Hail Mary, you hope he's okay. You start there. Moving down a notch on the importance level is, what does Washington do? What are you talking about leaving this offense? Well, Noah Brown, as of through 13 games, was, of wide receivers, clearly the number two target.
Yep.
Of pass catchers, clearly the number three target. Noah Brown on the season had 56 targets, 35 catches, 453 yards, and, of course, the one touchdown that kind of will forever be remembered in this city.
Hell yeah.
Brown was averaging about 13 yards a catch. This is a blow to an offense that has now lost Brown, has now lost Eckler. Now, the flip side of that that I asked him about, they opened Jamison Crowder's window yesterday or Monday. It's possible that's what tipped me off to ask some people about Noah Brown. Crowder can help you in the slot. He's quick. He has quick get-off in the slot. They don't have a lot of guys that are doing that yet. Maybe McCaffrey becomes that guy.
He's a veteran guy,
Ozzie,
man.
Can do it
he
a little bit.
It.
I think Crowder can help you. DQ didn't sound committed to him being back like this week, like he certainly sounds like with Marshawn Lattimore.
You know what it is? It's an opportunity for somebody. You saw C-Rod took a great opportunity and made it to something special for him last 2 weeks ago. Somebody else got to step up and do the same thing, man. Like, we keep saying what's going to happen with Luke and other guys. Make it happen. You know, we can't talk it up for them. They got to go out there and make plays.
If you look at, like, snap counts, right? Like, I mean, Noah Brown is by far the second receiver on the field.
Uh-huh.
So you're removing those. You know what I mean? So, like, I ideally, offensively, at receiver, you're removing – Noah Brown's on the field for 53% of Washington's offensive snaps. Terry's out there 78% of the time. Brown's second. So that's a lot of snaps that become available.
Yeah.
And De'Ami Brown, Luke McCaffrey, Zacchaeus are obviously the names you're going to hear the most of. Going to be really interesting if this means that they run more sets with two tight ends, which they use fairly regularly anyway.
When did Noah get on the team?
They signed him after roster cuts. It was, you know,
his first game he played, I'm asking.
He's been here the whole year.
But he didn't play the first few games, did he?
I believe he did. I'll pull that up. He didn't play week one in Tampa. If you remember, I think he was dealing with a hip injury.
Mm-hmm.
But he opened the season week two with the Giants, had three catches for 56 yards. How big of a blow is losing Noah Brown be?
I don't know how big of a blow. I think the consistency that makes it a blow, I don't know if it would be like, oh, I can't put a percentage on it, because I think what he was doing, somebody else could roll in here and try to live up to that part. It may be more one, maybe two guys, you know. I know for a fact Jameson Crowder is a veteran player who understands how to play this game. He can help you. I know a lot of people want the young guys to start doing things, but, hell, they got to learn how to play this game themselves. So until they learn, and we haven't been seeing them get a lot of run anyway, which means they may not be where the coaches want them to be.
Right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to open the phone lines here, 800-636-1067. I don't want to overstate it, but just statistically, somebody's got a really big opportunity. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's McCaffrey or Brown or even Crowder coming back. Maybe it's just a lot more work to Ben Sinnott or Zach Ertz or John Bates or Chris Rodriguez. How do they fix this? How do they figure this out going forward now that Noah Brown is likely out for the season? That's about 500 yards of offense off the field. 800-636-1067. Now, we're talking about Noah Brown. We're talking about, you know, I know we're going to get calls on this about go sign this guy, go sign that guy. I would not be holding your breath.